Blog Talk Radio.
How big is your vision? Is it one that will help you to get through the tough times? It should be. Doesn't matter what you want to work on, you have the ability to achieve. You need to take the time to figure it out. Got it? If you don't, pause, write a few more things. You can keep working on it.
Great day, everyone. Great day. This is Cliff McKnight. Welcome to Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. QS Motor Vision, helping you to make the decision to move your life forward and get toward the success that you desire. We have a great show today. I'm here spending time with you directly if you want to plug in and you are aware of the call, catching it live. You can call in at 516-595-8315. I didn't do a lot of marketing and a lot of getting the word out today, so I intend to be continuing to talk until someone shows up to make a contribution, ask a question, or make a comment. We're going to talk about a couple of things. I promised in this episode to identify three power moves to help you reach and even surpass your goals. I also intend to offer four strategies that you can employ to access resources. Baby, I tell you what, you want to make it happen, just tune in and begin. Let's get this thing going. Let's get this party started. This show is partially sponsored by the Majestic Football League, coming to you this year, 2015, in Fredericksburg, Richmond, Virginia, and other points north. Tune in to Majestic Football League. Look them up at majesticfootball.com and learn how it is to be a part of a team, a part of a program where it's about the players, not the owners. So let's get back to the three power moves to help you reach and even surpass your goals. Well, let me ask you, when you are focused, when you are determined to work on something, and you run across obstacles, you run across distractions, you get life kind of throws itself at you, what happens to that resolve and that focus? If you're like most people, you get firmly distracted and continue down a road that takes you further away from that which you desire. If you have written goals and you have a plan in place, then you might persist through some of that. But even before that, before you have either, you really want to take the time to expand your vision of what you want. Sharpen your body, mind, and spirit. I mean, this is something that you've heard, you've seen, you might have bumped up across, but now I'm saying to you, really, honestly, yes, for real. I mean, get your priority in line with being healthier physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. What happens is financially and professionally must follow where the mind leads. You need that emotional attachment to your vision to help you through the tough times. Now, I'm rolling these things out for you. Maybe I can glean it and hit it, but this is a short show today. We have a short model for getting the information to those of you who are traveling or you just want to get a little bit, you want to come back for more, just give us a holler at 301-694-7117 or check us out on Facebook, Clifton McKnight on Facebook, or Joyfully Getting From Here to There, the group where people work together in any kind of weather to help one another find joy as they work towards their goals. And we will continue that conversation. So sharpen your body, mind, and spirit. Eat well. Choose mostly leafy vegetables and fruits and berries in moderation. But I would say 75% is what I've been hearing and what I've been practicing of the vegetables, and no more than 25% fruits. Get plenty of exercise and get some rest. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish when your energy is better. You already know how it is when you're frustrated and tired, how difficult it is to do a task even when you enjoy it. Now, number one was expand, sharpen your body, mind, and spirit. Number two, get help from the right people. Get help from the right people. Get help from the right people. And the sister, the other side of that coin, use the right technology. So you get help from the right people, use the right technology. Now, let's also recognize that any of these strategies require that you customize your effective utilization of them based on who you are. If you are a techno nut, you might be able to deeply engage in a variety of activities and delve into the next layer and the next layer and the next layer and use all of those systems personally that will help you to automate your business and get the kind of success that just wasn't available in the past before the technology boom. On the other hand, if you are intimidated about opening up your email, you might want to delegate that. You might want to hire that out. You see, you have got to customize your plan and your vision. Use these strategies in a way that serves you most. 80% of your time being spent on what you're 20% effective in is not a formula for success. Flip that script. Spend 80% of your time where you're most effective and 20% where you're not, and delegate, relegate, and assign the rest. Partner with the rest. We get to that partnership part later on. Number three, wait, let me stay back on there. You know, I tell you to do it, you might want to ask the question, Cliff, I like it, I've heard it, I sort of know it. How do I know when I have the right people? How do I know that I'm using the right technology? I will say two things to you. Go back to number one first, which is saying sharpen your body, mind, and spirit, because your acuity, your ability to note and to discern increases when you do that. That's why I say that. I mean, it's even biblical. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I mean, focus on becoming a better you, and you will attract the right talent, the right personality, the right complement to you and your business. Secondly, research and observe. Research and observe. Look at the fruit on the tree. If you see someone and they are succeeding wildly, double check, look it up. Sometimes everything that looks good and smells good is not necessarily good. Sometimes it's just because it glistens, doesn't make it diamonds, it's yellow, doesn't make it gold. But if you've done your due diligence and you looked into it well enough, you will discover in short time that you have the right person at the right time to work with. Now, sometimes you'll experiment and you might fall short, falls short. Look at the relationship carefully. Determine whether it's coming from them or from you and see if there are adjustments that can be made. You'll be surprised sometimes as to how a small adjustment on your behalf can make all the difference in getting the effectiveness done that you're looking for. Number three. So we've already talked about number one, expand, sharpen your body, mind, and spirit, and get help from the right people and using the right technology. Number three, study and glean your history. That's right. Look into your history. Look in the history of your country. Look in the history of your community. Look in the history of your personal life. Take the history well beyond your own. Go back into history to notice what happened, what trends came into effect, and how they affected things. This is not at all a stretch. There are very direct connections. You can tell, if you do a little history, you can see how baby boomers affected the overall industry. You can see how war affected industry. You can see how new discoveries affected industry. You look at how these things occur and see where they fall. You can look at what happens when the masses go in a particular direction and see what happens when somebody takes that and tweaks it somewhat or goes in the opposite direction. Look these things over. Embrace what basically resonates with you. And I say that because if you've been working on your body, mind, and spirit, you will infer to do next. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have it in you. You want to magnify, intensify that capacity in you to discern the truth and what's right or wrong. And I say it like that because you know that if you are used to eating junk or have addicted foods, your body gets confused and it begins to crave the addicting thing that may not be good for them. But if you've taken the time to cleanse and heal and purify yourself, detox yourself, and then you begin, and I'm saying that both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, then you are magnifying your capacity and your connection with the all-knowing, all-being, all-insightful. That he who is past, present, and future, and you can glean from the history, act in the moment, and begin to attract the future and desires you want. What a beautiful feeling. You'll see it. You've probably been noticing more than ever how you think a thing and it shows up, how you feel a certain way, and as a result of that feeling, there's a direct connection and correlation. So why not tune it to in a positive direction? Why not tune it where you want to go? So, second half. I'm going to skip my commercial about my book. You know about it. If you don't, look for it at Amazon.com. If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. Bam, that's enough said. No long commercial, no short commercial, just that statement. Four strategies you can employ to access resources you can't afford. Four strategies you can employ to access resources that presently you cannot afford. You ready for that? You ready? You sure? Okay, here's number one. Partner with compensating and or complementing talents. Partner with people who have compensating or complementary talents. And that's people, businesses, or what have you. If you have an audience, let's say that you have a target group and you have a large list, but somebody comes up and they have great marketing tools, well, they can provide for you perhaps the marketing, and you make your list available to them and be a testimony. That's one example. Maybe it's cooperative advertising. Somebody wants to send out flyers, a business, promoting their construction company. Well, you want to promote some properties that you're trying to rent or sell or identify, or you're looking for properties. So why not cooperate and share the expense because you can't afford it all on your own? And in there, you have not only that, but you've got a potential partner to do your rehab work. Now, again, when you get in, before you get in cahoots with somebody, check them out. Make sure that you feel good about each other, you're confident about each other's work, because now you have an advertisement that you share. On the other hand, if it's just a matter of a relationship, one of those non-loosely identified relationships, then you can have some kind of disclaimer. This is that you're simply representing yourself in this, and you prevent it is co-op advertising. Put on the corner back, co-op advertising. You know, if you actually did something like that, you could actually create some co-op advertising for others. You can break it up into fourths instead of halves. Just be engage creative thinking. Engage creative thinking. So partner with complementary skills and talents. Now, the other, you know, really close cousin to that, so I'm not counting it as number two necessarily, is to provide services to others who have access to services you need or who provide services you need. Not just a quid pro quo, but more of a blooming relationship that's getting better and better and better. And you are getting more and more comfortable and confident. And as you begin to be more of service to them, and we've talked about it in a variety of other ways, in other calls and in conference calls and consulting and on video, you've seen it all over. People work with people they trust. People work with people they're comfortable with. People work with people who have served them. Of course, there are exceptions, but they, by and large, will be the majority of the rule. So provide services. Be a service to others very directly, but also be strategic about it. And in addition to those that you serve because they need you and you want to be a difference in their lives, look for those also whose lives can influence yours and be a positive influence in where you want to go. You've heard the saying, you know, you can tell where a person is going by the, six, and I've heard 6 to 10 people that they associate with. If they're all broke or lower on the totem pole than you, then you'll stay down there as opposed to bringing them up. But if you have connections also that you can learn from and glean from and observe and experience, then you will be on an elevating scale and you can bring others with you. So that's number one, partnering with compensating complementing talents and providing service to others who have access. Number two, go worldwide with virtual assistants. Yeah, I said it, go worldwide. You have resources everywhere, but let's not limit them. Look and observe and see what people are doing around the world and look outside of your industry. You will be amazed at some of the ideas that have great application for what you are doing in the here and now where you are. Also, resources to accomplish tasks, to take on tasks. There are virtual assistants. I first ran into the notion in the 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. Since then, I've heard Charles Blair, mad scientist in real estate, not only talk about it but use it. I've heard Kenneth Gills talk about his team and his enterprises. And as I begin to continue to move and work, the more people I run into, the more are using virtual assistants. Now, they can be in the United States. They can be around the world. Take a look. Look at how you can capitalize. Test the market. Look for people who have had success with them and maybe follow them. Some people have a team that they actually lease out, or they say, part of my services is you get my team. Look into these things and consider that heavily as you create your vision and your plan and put it into practice. See how quickly we're moving, folks? We started here talking about, you know, the three things you can do, the power moves you can take to help you reach and even surpass your goals. And I hope you didn't skirt right past that, because they're extremely useful to getting you where you want to go. Now we are on the four strategies you can employ, and we're down to number three, engage expertise and marketing through co-op opportunities. Now, to me, it's the flip side of a similar thing we talked about earlier. Engage expertise and marketing through co-op opportunities. It really does fit very, very, very closely. Matter of fact, maybe we can kind of group that, kind of lump it together, because in co-op opportunities, the example I gave you earlier about complementary talents, frankly, you know, that was from number two, or number one, rather. So let's tweak this a little bit. You are in business And the type of business you're in is like the example I gave, I think I gave construction and rehab. Well, of course, you can cooperative advertising, but how about cooperative business, situational partnering? Yeah, actually engage in a thing. They may not have the money to acquire the property. You may have the property and not have the money to rehab it, but collectively you can put it together. Hear what I say and hear what I said and think it through. Look at the possibilities. Look at the possibilities. I can tell you of a colleague in, who had a very conscious choice to want to build a real estate business from in the home. She didn't want to go out. But she ran, what she did was she did a lot of research on how to attract buyers, and then she found someone who was skilled at getting sellers and getting contracts signed. So she attracted the buyers, turned it over to them. They went and closed the contracts off and then found the right people to gain the property, and she's made a boatload of money. You want to know more? Go to the Duru interviews, which should be coming out, wow, maybe the end of this month. Yes, end of this month, there'll be some of the Duru interviews, spelled DuruIntervieWS. Now, you've got these ideas and these strategies. What are you going to do with them? Well, let's talk about number four. What are you going to do with them really depends on how motivated you are, right? Number four sort of goes all the way up to those top three things, the thing that you use to get your power move. You know, I told you about kind of strengthening your vision and sharpening your mind, body, and spirit and really, really seeing what you wanted. How about this? Go beyond what you see. You might have said, I'm going to make $10,000 in the next 3 months, and you're excited about it, and it's a stretch, and you're going to go for it, and you start making your calls, or you start setting your appointments, or you start writing your book, or whatever it is that you are working on. You're working on the exercising for your weight loss. You're motivated. But then you look at it and something comes up and not so much. But if you have concentrated, as we said, in the first three ways to get the power moves to help you reach and even surpass your goals, then you've been praying. You've been meditating. That means you've cleared your mind. You be still so you can hear God's response. You're starting to work on your body. You're getting more energy. Your mind and your acuity are clearing up. Your spirit is really rising because you are in your scriptures. You're reading. You're praying. You're learning about your history from the, you know, I'm gonna jump around on this. And in learning about your history, you see others who have been there before you with less to work with, more challenges in front of them, and yet they reign victorious. You take that knowingness. You take that spiritual connection which says to you, yes, yes I can, because I am on the winning team of the one who controls it all. And you put it into practice. Why and how? You put it into practice by saying, I'm not just going to go for $10,000. I'm going for $30,000. Now, that's just a fiscal thing. I'm not just going to try to help 100 people. I'm going to help 500,900 people. I know, but sometimes you say, that's too big. Well, if your mind isn't there, if your vision can't go there, then maybe you shouldn't. But I'm suggesting to you, if you give yourself the time, the spirit, the inclination to really connect with it and see the possibilities and understand that you are an heir to unbelievable wealth of body, mind, spirit, then you could see it. You look for examples, you take those samples with you, and you create the wealth you desire. You can do this, folks. Sweeten the pie. Extend yourself. Associate with people whose vision is far beyond what you ever thought, and you will have the success you've longed to desire in uncommon times. And then when you least expect it, boop, you'll get a check. You'll get a house. You'll help a soul. Boop, boop, it'll start popping like popcorn. Boop, boop, pop, pop, boop, 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 pop. Okay, I'm getting carried away. This is Cliff McKnight saying, if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. You can do this. Just work hard on you. Work hard on you. And the rest will take care of itself. Because part of that process is recognizing your relationship with God, number one, and that you can be the gift that God intends for you to be in the lives of others. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a blast. Have a tremendous, tremendous day.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset, even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes.